Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread across your nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, I'll short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
What is going down, potty people? Welcome to the show. It is Am I on the Air? And my name is Don Mega, and I am so happy that you are here to join me on the latest episode. It's season 24, it's episode 8, and tonight's show is titled, You Are My Universe. You are my universe. And that's because we're going to be talking about a couple movies that are in the multiverse. That's right. We're going to talk Doctor Strange, non-spoiler, and we're going to talk Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Two movies that just happen to deal with the multiverse. So you, my audience, are my universe, and I thank you so much for joining me. We're broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here on this Wednesday, May the 11th. Now, you might be wondering, hey, Don, you don't normally do the show on a Wednesday, and you would be correct, because I don't. We are a couple days late, but that is for a very good purpose, because on Monday night, instead of recording the normal Am I on the Air podcast, we got the crew together, and we did the big Doctor Strange spoiler review, baby, and it was awesome. For 2 hours, we broke down the latest movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The good, the bad, the indifferent, what's coming down the pipeline, our MCU countdown. An amazing show. We went live on our YouTube channel, me, Peeps, Friggins, and we really got into this movie. Because it's an awesome movie, and it's the number one movie in the world. So we had to get the Am I Still on the Air, and obviously talk about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. So, that is what we recorded on Monday night. So, I did not get to record the normal show. And then I was going to do it on Tuesday, and I said, you know, when I drop shows back to back, one of the episodes is going to get hurt. So, I wanted to give a little bit of breathing room, so I skipped Tuesday, and here I am Wednesday night getting caught up, because I contemplated for a second, maybe I'll just wait to the following Monday and kind of double down. But I really hate doubling down on 2 weeks worth of news. There's just too much out there, and I really wanted to talk about these movies. So I figured, you know what, give a couple days, we'll jump on here on Wednesday, and we'll get caught up. So going back to the spoiler review, guys, check it out. I have it available in two different formats for you. If you want to check out the YouTube stream, it's there. It's on our YouTube page, youtube.com/amiontheair. You'll see it right there in our feed. We also have a playlist called Am I Still on the Air? And that's all of our specials. So the Doctor Strange one is in there as well, too. So go ahead and check that out. But if you're somebody who doesn't want to watch the stuff on YouTube and you just like to listen to the podcast, you know I always got you covered. There is an audio-only version now up on our podcast feed that you can check out. So I put that up on the podcast feed on Tuesday. So Monday we had the YouTube show. Tuesday I uploaded the audio podcast. And now it's Wednesday and I'm here with you for the latest episode, getting you caught up with all the latest and the greatest in entertainment news, television, movies, reviews. Here we go. Okay, so that's our plug. Check out that right now. Let's get into the movie reviews. And like I said, tonight it's going to be non-spoiler for me over here on this show. And we're going to start with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, the 28th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And you know me, you know I love my Marvel. And it's, you know, these are big events when these movies come out. So I went to the preview night screening last Thursday. And, so excited. Had my wife, had my daughter, had Geeky Pat with me. He had his family. I mean, we made it a big deal. We went out. We went to the IMAX, and we checked out this movie, and I loved it. I loved it. I cannot wait to go see it a second time. I'm hoping this weekend we can get back and see it again, and I really want to see it in 3D. I don't know if I'll see it in 3D the second time, but I'm hoping I get a couple peeps to hit me up and say, hey, let's go check out this 3D version and go see it in a little bit of a different format because I hear it's great. But yeah, man, this movie here, Benedict Cumberbatch, so born to play this role. You see the return of Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda, aka the Scarlet Witch, and she steals the show. She's so incredible in this movie, and I was so happy to see her back up on the big screen, especially following the events of WandaVision, because that's my favorite Disney Plus Marvel show. So that was awesome. We get the introduction to the character America Chavez, and she was great. Wong is always great. Yes, you've seen in the trailer, there are some cameos. I won't spoil them, but those are great. I love the story. It's directed by Sam Raimi, so he's got a lot of Evil Dead-isms in this movie. It's scarier than a normal MCU film. The style is different, which is really cool because when you're 28 films into a franchise, this film kind of takes you down a different path because it is horror-tinged, and there are some violent kills in this movie. It is next level, man. This is probably borderline PG-13. I was a little worried with my daughter. I know I hear a lot of people being like, you shouldn't take your kids to this movie. And I feel like a bad adult, a bad parent right now being like, well, I took my 8-year-old to see it. But, you know, just to, for the record, when I bought tickets, I didn't know it was going to be like this. But she was awesome. She made it through. She wasn't scared. I think she had one jump scare throughout the movie. And after it was all said and done, she said she really, really liked it and wants to go see it again. So, you know, hey, I didn't traumatize her. So that's a good thing. This movie, like I said, man, it's just the action is great. The story is cool. The multiverse element is interesting. All the characters kill it. And I can't recommend it enough. It's going to be a hard one to not talk spoilers because I don't want to give anything away. So I'm going to keep it real loose and tight. There you go. That's it, man. Go watch Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. It's the number one movie in the world, and it definitely deserves it. I'm trying to think. Chiwetel Ejiofor, also in this thing, you know, popping back up as Mordo, which was great, you know, character from the first movie. And Rachel McAdams, you know, how can I leave her out? Of course, playing Rachel. And she's really good in this one as well, too. And some really good chemistry between her and Benedict Cumberbatch, as always. So, guys, Doctor Strange, man, 5 out of 5 for me. I loved it. You know, in the overall Marvel ranking, it's not quite top 10 for me, but it's also not bottom 10. It's kind of right in that middle kind of area. But when you get 28 films in, it's a pretty good landing spot. For a movie like this, it's right next to Shang-Chi for me on the Marvel countdown, and so really good. Two big ones here for Marvel Phase 4 so far. So that's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, 5 out of 5. Now, keeping in with the multiverse, I also went to the theater and saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. This little indie film that, you know, a couple months ago when I saw the trailer, I laughed. And I was like, this looks horrible. I hated the trailer. I just thought it was all over the place. I just wasn't really interested. Then the movie came out, and it's been doing really, really well in the box office. It's actually held steady and even increased in some weeks because of word of mouth. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I gotta go check this thing out. So I did, and this stars Michelle Yeoh. And, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis pops up in this thing. Jenny Slate pops up in this thing. But Ki Yu Kwan, who was in Indiana Jones, he's Michelle Yeoh's husband in this, and he's great. I really, really loved him. And Stephanie Hsu, she plays their daughter. And you might even recognize her from Shang-Chi. She was in there as well, too. So pretty cool there, reuniting her with Michelle Yeoh. And an aging Chinese immigrant is swept up in an insane adventure where she alone can save what's important to her by connecting with the lives she could have led in other universes. So, movie kind of starts off with her kind of stressed with work and her husband and her daughter. And then she starts kind of tapping into these different universes, and it helps her kind of focus her life. But these other universes are weird as hell. This movie is weird as hell. And it's really hard for me, to even come out here and even explain. This is a movie that I did walk out of the theater and I just kind of went, what the hell did I just watch? What did I just watch? What I'll say about it is it's unique. It's very unique. It's visually stunning. It's got great acting. It's got great heart. You could tell what they're trying to go for in a very roundabout way. And it works. And at the end of the day, I did end up liking it. But I also kind of said to myself, I don't know if I'd ever want to sit down and watch this again. It's a heavy movie at the same time. And there's too much going on, and it's too kind of all over the place for me to be like, oh, this has got great replay value. But I was glad I went and saw it, because I remember sitting down at the theater being like me and my wife had talked when the movie started and said, like, hey, if this isn't very good, like, let's leave. Let's get up and walk out. Like, we had already agreed upon it, because my wife actually went into this movie blind. She didn't even know what it was. She just, same thing. She heard a lot of good reviews, and she was like, we should go watch it. And I was like, cool. So she didn't know what she was getting into at all. I at least knew what I was kind of getting into. But she ended up really liking it. I even saw, you know, some tears at points that she was trying to wipe away a little incognito. You know, it is. It's something, man. And I think most of you will really like it if you like these kind of artsy kind of, you know, inner deep thought kind of movies. At the end of the day, like I said, like when you see the story kind of play out, you get what the metaphors were. And it's a lot. But like I said, so at the end of the day, 3 out of 5 stars for me. I you know, it's probably more of a 4-star movie, but I just can't get there myself just because I don't want to go back and watch it again. But you know, I remember when the movie first started, I was kind of like, this is probably going to be a 1 or 2 star. So 3, man, like I said, it's good. It's good. I enjoyed it. And I think most of you will probably like it more than I did. But I did like it, and I would recommend it. So that is Everything Everywhere All at Once, 3 out of 5 stars. So there you go there. 2 good multiverse movies to check out that are now in theaters. Who would have ever thought that we'd have 2 multiverse movies in theaters at the same time? It's crazy. All right, let's switch gears to the TV side. Moon Knight is over. That's right. Moon Knight had its 6th and final episode this past Wednesday. And I just want to say, overall, I dug the show. It had some better episodes, and it had some not-so-good episodes to me. It had not enough Moon Knight for me. You know, like, I'm a guy that really loves my action, especially in a Marvel show. And this show didn't quite bring the action. It did at times, but there was a lot of downtime, a lot of boring time. Great acting, and I will say that, like, great acting. Oscar Isaac, amazing. I hope he gets an award nomination. Ethan Hawke, amazing. Mae Calame, she was awesome. You know, I hope she gets something. You know, I thought F. Murray Abraham was great as the voice of Khonshu. The premise, the setup, the execution, all fantastic. Just overall, as a Marvel show, I'm not sure where I rank it yet. We should be recording. I'm looking to go on Peeps' show, the People's Forum, and me, Friggins, and Peeps, we're looking to record kind of like a Moon Knight discussion that'll be on his podcast. So keep an eye out for that, and at that point, I'll dig in a little bit deeper. But for a non-spoiler, I'll just say, I did like the show, but I was a little disappointed because I thought it started off really, really strong and then kind of dropped for me. But I liked the finale episode. I thought it kind of brought it back for me pretty well to end it up. So that's Moon Knight. Now two new shows that I checked out. I checked out the brand new Star Trek show, and I'm not the biggest Star Trek fan, but I always like to try these shows when they come out. And Paramount Plus has a new original show called Star Trek Strange New Worlds. And I wanted to check this one out because it looked really, really good. And this one has Anson Mount playing Christopher Pike. You got Ethan Peck playing Spock. We also have Rebecca Romijn in here. So pretty solid cast. Of course, this is, kind of a prequel to the original Star Trek series. As we're meeting kind of the crew to the Enterprise before Captain Kirk. And I really liked this debut episode. I thought it was great. I thought Anson Mount is incredible as Christopher Pike. I thought he's great as a captain. He's great as a leader. I really like Anson Mount. And the guy who plays Spock is really good. I just thought everybody played their roles well. And I'm going to say visually, I want to give it up to Paramount Plus for putting some money into this show because it looks really, really good. I mean, it looks like you're watching one of the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies. It looks like that. It's very high quality, and I appreciated that. So I'm going to continue giving this one a shot and see where it takes me. So hopefully it takes me to some more Strange New Worlds. But yeah, check out Star Trek Strange New Worlds, now streaming on Paramount Plus, and they're just dropping one new episode a week, so I could only watch the first episode so far, but check that out. And the next new show that I checked out is called The Staircase, and some of you might recognize that because it's based on the 2001 murder or suspicious death of Kathleen Peterson. So this is about Michael Peterson, who was charged with the murder after the suspicious death of his wife, Kathleen. She fell down the stairs, aka why it's called The Staircase. He said she fell. They think he pushed her, or he killed her and then pushed her down the stairs. Who knows? I actually am trying not to look into the real story because I don't remember the real story of this, because this is all true. And I don't want to spoil it for myself. So I'm kind of staying away from the real story, and I'm just enjoying the show as it's unraveling. I have watched the first three episodes, and I really, really like it. Great cast. Colin Firth, Toni Collette, Michael Stuhlbarg, Dane DeHaan, Patrick Schwarzenegger, Sophie Turner, I mean, Parker Posey. It's got a lot of really good people in it, and I'm intrigued by this story. And I know there's a documentary on Netflix that I'll probably watch when this is done and kind of see some more of the real life stuff. But The Staircase, man, is now on HBO Max. So check that out. It's new episodes every week as well, but they drop the first two or three out the gate that you can get going on, and then new episodes every Thursday. So there you go. That's what I got for you guys. So we got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, 5 out of 5 stars, now in theaters. Everything Everywhere All at Once, 3 out of 5 stars, now in theaters. Over on the TV side, Moon Knight, all 6 episodes now streaming on Disney Plus. Check that out. Star Trek Strange New Worlds over on Paramount Plus, and The Staircase over on HBO Max. So there's our reviews. Let's talk box office, guys. Coming in at number 10, it's Father Stew. Number 9 is Memory. Number 8 is The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Number 7 is The Lost City. So congratulations there. Which, by the way, The Lost City now streaming on Paramount Plus. It just debuted yesterday, and that's pretty damn awesome. I just want to give props to Paramount Plus really getting on board with like the 45-day, like out of the theater, it's going straight to our streamer. They did it with Jackass Forever. They did it with the new Scream. They did it with A Quiet Place 2. And now they just did it with The Lost City, Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum. Day one on being able to be sold on digital, you can already stream it for free if you're a Paramount Plus subscriber. So there you go. And it's still number 7 at the box office. It's crazy. Number 6 is The Northman. Number 5 is Everything Everywhere All at Once. Number 4 is Fantastic Beast. Number 3 is Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Number 2 is The Bad Guys. And coming in number 1, like we said, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, bringing in $185 million. Woo! That's some money, baby. That's some money. And there you go. That's our box office. Now, before we get into our news of the week, I got to thank our sponsor, and I'm excited about this one because tonight's show is sponsored by Magic Spoon. Now, you might be wondering, what's a magic spoon? Well, let me tell you, man, you know, for me, growing up, cereal was awesome. I love cereal. And even like not even thinking about as a kid, I'm a grown-ass man, and I still love cereal. Like, cereal to me is a go-to snack. It's breakfast, it's dinner, it's just a midnight snack sitting on the couch watching TV. I love cereal. But, you know, as we get older, you know, you start to notice that some of these cereals, they are very high on carbs and sugar. And, you know, and when you get older, you got to kind of try to watch it a little bit more, right? You don't want some health issues because you eat a lot of sugary cereal. But that's where Magic Spoon comes in. And guys, check this out. Magic Spoon has a lot of variety. They have four different flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Now, my wife had the peanut butter one last night, and she loved it. She poured multiple bowls of this thing, man. She was getting down on the peanut butter. The cocoa is my favorite. I love cocoa. That was my favorite out of the variety, big time. I'm very big on chocolatey cereal, and the cocoa one really hit the taste buds. You got to think, like, the frosted is going to be kind of like Cheerios, but also with a coating on it. And then fruity is like Fruit Loops. So another safe version of Fruit Loops, because I love Fruit Loops, and these fruity Magic Spoon cereals. The pack has 0 grams of sugar. Zero! 13 to 14 grams of protein and only 4 net grams of carbs. Dude, how can you beat this when it comes to cereal? It's only got 140 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Dude. And a lot of people like to mix these things, right? I've heard mixing the cocoa with peanut butter tastes like a peanut butter cup. Oh, that's a good way to go, right? It tastes exactly like regular cereal from your childhood, but it's super nutritious. It's delicious but super healthy cereal that really brings joy to your mornings or your afternoons or your evenings. Like I said, man, cereal, there ain't no time frame for cereal. So here's my call to action for you guys. Go to magicspoon.com/on the air. That's right. Remember, you know what you're listening to. So we got a special link here for you guys. magicspoon.com/on the air to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code on the air at checkout to save $5 off your order. Look at me, guys. You're welcome. I am giving you $5 off your order. Make sure you use that code on the air. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed by 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Yo, come on. How can you go wrong on that? So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/on the air and use the code on the air, O-N-T-H-E-A-I-R, on the air to save your $5 off. So thank you so much to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode, for giving our listeners a little bit of money off, and letting them try some delicious, healthy cereal. Thank you so much to Magic Spoon. Baby, love it. And then, hey, guys, you know, tweet at me. Let me know if you do try this cereal. Let me know what you think about it, because, you know, I can really get down with some good cereal. That's what I'm talking about, guys. That's what I'm talking about. Alrighty, with that all being said, let's switch gears and let's get into our news of the week. Okay, some news that came out that I was really kind of shocked to see, but also kind of makes sense, is that Viola Davis is in talks to star in a Peacemaker spinoff for HBO Max. That's right, we had heard that HBO Max was really interested in kind of diving in more to the Suicide Squad, you know, because the movie's very highly rated. And then they did the Peacemaker spinoff with John Cena, and it did great. And Viola Davis pops up in that show as Amanda Waller. And now they want to do their own Amanda Waller show with Viola Davis. So This is in final negotiations. It looks like it will happen, and that's a pretty cool addition to HBO Max. So definitely interested there. Hopefully you get to see some more Task Force X getting down there. So yeah, I love when news kind of drops where I'm just a little bit like, huh, that's interesting, but then also like, but that's also really cool. In a very odd report, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they're saying that he's going to be in the Obi-Wan Kenobi show on Disney Plus. So congratulations to Flea, that's pretty cool there. We got some new posters for Top Gun Maverick. The new Lady Gaga song dropped, and man, she killed it. The new song is pretty damn catchy, and it feels very old school movie song. So I give her big credit for that. Last week we had talked about Justin Lin leaving the Fast and Furious. Big disagreement with Vin Diesel. Once again, I want to shout out our Quick Bite. If you haven't listened to our Am I on the Air Quick Bite episode yet, go check that out. I did a whole episode breaking down what happened with Justin Lin in the Fast and Furious franchise. So go check that out. Remember, it is a separate podcast feed, but if you go to our website, amiontheair.com, top right corner, you can get a link to the Quick Bite episodes, also streaming on Pop Culture Pros and reddragonsradio.com. So make sure you check out Am I on the Air Quick Bites. It's also on your favorite podcast platforms. And yeah, listen to the breakdown, man. I really try to give you everything you need on the Justin Lin Vin Diesel issue. Allison Janney is going to join Kristen Wiig in Apple's upcoming series Mrs. American Pie. Yellowjacket season 2 is looking to start with a late summer production, so we're getting ready to start doing season 2 there. I love Yellowjackets, looking forward to that. We have the first trailer for Weird, the Al Yankovic story. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al, and we have the first trailer for that. It's a Roku original movie, so there you go there, where you can watch it for free if you got a Roku. We have the trailer for Emergency. It's a new Amazon Prime comedy movie, so you can check out the trailer for that. We have the brand new DC League of Super Pets trailer, so make sure you check that out. Looking forward to taking my daughter to see that one. Ian McDiarmid teases that Palpatine will return in an upcoming Star Wars series. Very interesting there. I thought we had seen the last of the Emperor, but maybe not. Jackass, are you ready for some more? Because Jackass has done so good for Paramount, and the movie's streaming very well on Paramount Plus. So Paramount Plus is doubling down, and they're saying, hey, we're going to do a Jackass revival series that will be exclusive to Paramount Plus. So good for them as we get some more Jackass. The Nun 2 is coming. The story will be in 1956 and will take place in France. So get ready for The Nun 2. Sonic is getting a new animated show coming to Netflix, so get ready for that. Miss Marvel is actually going to get a full series theatrical release in Pakistan, so congratulations there, that's pretty awesome. Johnny Depp is set to film his first movie role in over 3 years. It's going to be called Jean Dubarry. So don't know much else about that, but there you go. I know we're still in the middle of his crazy-ass courtroom drama with him and Amber Heard. I don't even know what to say about that. But we got, of course, all the new releases coming and going in May for all your favorite streamers. So check that out if you're interested to see what's coming and going where. Meg Ryan is set to direct and star alongside David Duchovny in a new rom-com called What Happens Later. Let's see here. Nicolaj Coster-Waldau is set to join an Apple TV Plus limited series called The Last Thing He Told Me. A Prince of Tides TV series is in development over at Apple TV Plus as well. Netflix has dropped the first trailer for the action movie Interceptor. This looks super, super cheesy, but it stars Chris Hemsworth's wife, Elsa Pataky, and she's always gorgeous to look at. So, you know, maybe I'll check it out, but this movie looks hella cheesy. It looks like a very 80s, 90s, just throwback straight to video action movie. But hey, man, we'll see. You never know. You never know. We got a brand new Obi-Wan Kenobi trailer and poster. The poster's up on our Instagram. Check out the new trailer. It's pretty awesome, and it does tease a little, oh, Darth Vader. Mike Myers says he would love to make another Shagadelic sequel for Austin Powers, so maybe we'll get the Austin Powers 4. I'm glad to hear that he's open for it, because I would love to see some Austin Powers, man. That'd be really, really cool. Disney Gallery, The Book of Boba Fett, and Light and Magic will showcase both of the series for upcoming Disney Plus episodes, so look, keep an eye out for that. Felicity Jones and Jonathan Bailey are set to star in a new comedy film called Maria. Producer gives insight on Black Adam, why the film was pushed to October. Well, that's obviously because they are doing some more reshoots. They're adding some more stuff. They're plussing the film up. And because of the COVID delays, you know, it is what it is. Scheduling, trying to get back in. They are currently doing some reshoots right now. So obviously the movie could not come out in 2 months. So it had to be pushed back. Saved by the Bell revival canceled after 2 seasons on Peacock. This bums me out, man. This bums me out because I really like this Saved by the Bell revival. I thought it's super funny. Both seasons were great. And yes, it's cheesy, but it was meant to be that way. It was very tongue-in-cheek, and I loved it. And I'm very sad that we're not going to get more. So no season 3 coming to Peacock. Motherland, Fort Salem, their final season is on the way over on Freeform. So, yes, it is ending this summer. Neil Patrick Harris is going to have a new Netflix comedy called Uncoupled. And you can check out the first teaser trailer for that. The SAG Awards have been dropped by TNT and TBS, so they will no longer air there. The show Julia has been renewed for season 2 over on HBO Max. Rutherford Falls Season 2 is coming over on Peacock. It's coming out in June. So there you go. I liked Rutherford Falls. I didn't love it, but hopefully Season 2 will be a little bit better, so I'll definitely check it out. Sweet Magnolias has been renewed for a Season 3 over on Netflix. Cobra Kai Season 5 teaser trailer dropped, and the new season will come out in September. I'm super excited about this. Usually Cobra Kai drops in December, so I'm glad that we're getting it in September instead. I'm a sucker for this show. I love Cobra Kai. FX's Justified. Remember I told you this is coming back. Justified City Primeval is coming soon with Timothy Oliphant returning. And super, super excited about that. I didn't even watch Justified, but I'm somehow very excited about this rebirth. And I think I'm going to watch it. I think I'm going to watch it without even watching the original show. So we'll see how it goes. Green Lantern is doing some more casting calls for the upcoming HBO Max series, which is something that I was wondering, man. Like, because I feel like we talked a lot about this Green Lantern HBO Max show, and then nothing happened. Like, I thought that they had already been filming. Now it sounds like they haven't even started. They're still casting some people for it. I felt like we had casting news on the show over a year ago. So why have we not even started filming yet? I want this Green Lantern series on HBO Max. Let's get it going. And, yeah, we'll go from there. We'll see how it goes. Disney Plus is ramping up this Percy Jackson that they're doing, and they just casted Grover and Annabeth to the show, joining, of course, the main kid that was in the Adam Project. He's going to be Percy Jackson. Amazon is teasing their next teen drama, and it's called The Summer I Turned Pretty, and you can check out the first teaser trailer for that. We also have the trailer for The Lost Girls, which teases a multi-generational take on the Peter Pan story. Very interesting. Moon Knight originally featured multiple MCU crossovers, but spoiler alert, they did none of them. we have the trailer for Easter Sunday, which is a new comedy starring Joe Coy, who I do like him. He's super funny. So, you know, it's a family comedy. We'll see how it goes. Taika Waititi says that Christian Bale's Gore the God Butcher in the upcoming Thor Love and Thunder is the MCU's best villain ever. Oh man, that's some big words Taika is putting on the record. Will Gore the God Butcher be the best villain ever? We're going to find out in like 2 months. I can't wait for the next trailer so we can actually get a peek of him, man. I'm excited. We have the new trailer for House of the Dragon. That's right, the Game of Thrones spinoff, and it comes out in August. We also have the trailer for the Green Lantern animated movie that's coming out called Beware My Power, and it's about Jon Stewart, so check that out. The Quantum Leap reboot has been ordered straight to series over on NBC. Sam Raimi says that Universal is talking about doing a Darkman sequel. I would be so down for that. Let's go. David Ayer is set to direct Jason Statham in a new movie called The Beekeeper. I'm super down with that. Titus Welliver says that the new show Bosch Legacy is more of a natural progression versus an actual spinoff show. So he calls it a continuation, which I like. You know, I like that he's like, which is how I felt when he got cast to be in it. I'm like, why is this just not another episode of Bosch? But, you know, I like that he's saying it's a natural progression. It's not just a spinoff show. So that makes a lot of sense. And you can see that on the what used to be called IMDb TV, now called Freevee. So check it out on Freevee. The Equalizer has been renewed for 2 more seasons. That's crazy. I don't know anybody that watches this show, but it's been renewed for 2 more seasons. Netflix releasing a new YA vampire series called First Kill. So there you go. That's going to be coming soon to Netflix. Minx over on HBO Max has been officially renewed for season 2. I want to see Minx. I haven't had a chance to check this out yet, but glad to hear that it's been renewed. Very, very cool. Hulu rom-com called Maggie is getting a July premiere date. And actually, this was supposed to air on ABC originally, but ABC shuffled it over to Hulu. So there you go. We have a first look at Jane Foster and Thor from Thor Love and Thunder in their suits. It's pretty awesome, guys. Check it out on our Twitter page. It's really, really cool. The suits look awesome. I'm very, very excited. Benedict Cumberbatch says he loves playing Doctor Strange, and he says that he'll be willing to play Doctor Strange at least for the next decade. He says, as long as they keep telling good stories and they give me fun stuff to do, I'll be down to do it. And that gets me very excited. I want some stability in my MCU. I like it. Chris Pratt teases that Jurassic World Dominion may bring an end to the franchise. And I'm going to say yes and no, because Universal is like, yo, we're going to keep doing Jurassic Park movies because they make us billions of dollars. Chris Pratt saying that's the end of the franchise, I think, is basically saying this is the end of his part of the franchise. This is the end of the Jurassic Park team. This is the end of the Jurassic World team. And if they do decide to do anything else down the road, it's going to be something totally different. So that's kind of my interpretation of this. James Gunn celebrates the wrapping of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. So yes, it's in the can, 1 year away from Guardians Volume 3. I'm super, super excited for this. We have the teaser trailer for God's Favorite Idiot, which is a new Netflix comedy series starring Melissa McCarthy and her husband Ben Falcone. So I was so-so on this trailer. It has some funny moments, also looks pretty stupid. I'll probably check it out because I do tend to, you know, give Melissa McCarthy stuff a chance. We'll see. We'll see how this plays out. But it's called God's Favorite Idiot. I believe it comes out in June, and you can check out the trailer right now. Let's see here. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, it debuted to $36 million just on the preview night, which is when I went, like that Thursday night couple showings they do. $36 million. That's a massive preview night. Congratulations there. Kung Fu Panda, the Dragon Knight, has officially added Rita Ora to the cast, so great addition there. Moon Knight Rider also revealed that his original plan had Eternals doing some cameos in it. That's right, he said there was going to be a flashback scene of Moon Knight way back in the day fighting alongside the Eternals, which would have been really, really cool to see, but said it would have been so expensive to do, they decided to save the money for other stuff. Michael Keaton set to star in and direct a new noir thriller written by Gregory Poitier. It's going to be called Knox Goes Away. Michelle Pfeiffer is teaming with the Batman writer Peter Craig for a new movie called Wild 4 O'Clocks. Crimes of the Future, we have the Red Band trailer, so check that out. This movie looks so damn weird. Benedict Wong says he would love to see MCU's Wong get a solo Disney Plus series. I think we would all like that. I'd like to see a Wong Disney Plus series. Let's go. Netflix released a big movie preview. It's your guide to 70 plus movies that are releasing this year alone. So make sure you check out that breakdown, because there's a lot of really good stuff coming on the horizon. Ozark Boss not ruling out a spinoff. He says there is some interest there. Hey, I would love to see it, because Ozark did not end the way I kind of wanted it to end, and I would love to see a spinoff of some sort, because the show's great. It's fantastic, so give me more. I don't care. The show Queens has been canceled over on ABC. AMC's adaptation of Anne Rice's The Mayfair Witches has found its lasher in Jack Houston, so he has joined the cast there. Selena Gomez is going to make her hosting debut on SNL, and her musical guest will be Post Malone. So very cool there. Promised Land, also canceled over at ABC. Reacher star Alan Ritchson has inked a 3-movie deal with Amazon Studios. So congratulations, Alan. You're killing it, buddy. Reacher's done so good, they're letting him do some movies. So I love that. James Gunn announced that we have an unannounced actor that will be a part of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, somebody's secret that they haven't told the world about yet. Very interesting. I like that. All right. Let's see here. Doctor Who has officially cast Sex Education's Nikuti Gatwa as the next Doctor. That's right. He's going to take charge of the TARDIS. So congratulations there, man. They're the first black male Doctor. So congratulations to Doctor Who and Nikuti, which hopefully I said his name properly. Let me see here. A couple things we've already discussed kind of earlier that I doubled down on my notes. I hope everybody had a good Mother's Day. You know, I didn't get to personally, you know, reach out for that, you know, since we didn't do the show on Monday. But hopefully, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Loki Season 2 will cover new emotional ground and subvert expectations. And they're looking to start filming in June. So we're going to get going here on Loki Season 2. I'm super, super happy about that. You know, Doctor Strange, as the weekend kind of went on, you know, we talked about the big $32 million preview night. It made $90 million just on Friday alone. That's just to show you again how big of a movie this is. It also made over $450 million worldwide. So, goddamn, that's awesome right there. Love, Death, and Robots. I know a lot of you love this show. It's coming back to Netflix. 9 new stories. Volume 3 drops on May 20th. We have the new Avatar poster. And the trailer dropped online finally. Avatar, The Way of Water, which hits theaters on December 16, 2022. The trailer was exclusive in theaters for the weekend with Doctor Strange, and now it's released online. We put it out to the world as well, too. And check it out. It looks beautiful. So stunning, man. Check out Avatar, Way of Water. Which the trailer is getting a lot of views, man. People very, very interested to see how Avatar gets down. Westworld dropped its season 4 trailer, so coming back this summer to HBO. Jodie Comer is set to lead a new apocalyptic thriller called The End We Start From. Jodie's great, and I'm glad to see her just picking on all these projects, man. It's so, so cool, because she's awesome. We have the first trailer for Father of the Bride reboot that they're doing. It's coming to HBO Max, and it's going to be starring Andy Garcia, so very interesting there. Kevin Feige talks about Ms. Marvel's powers and how they aren't an exact translation of the comic books. Of course, this is the next Disney Plus show we're going to get in a little less than a month, is Ms. Marvel. So check out that article talking with Kevin Feige about her powers. Jonathan Levine is set to direct a Dirty Dancing sequel, and yes, Jennifer Grey will be returning. So very interesting there. After all these years, they're actually doing it. Let's see here. FBI, FBI Most Wanted, and FBI International have all been renewed for 2 more seasons each at CBS. So man, CBS be loving their FBI. Netflix, bringing back The Floor is Lava. I love this show. My daughter loves this show, and that's what makes me love this show. And she was asking me recently, where is Floor is Lava? Well, it's coming back, baby. Floor is Lava Season 2 is coming out this summer over on Netflix, and that's pretty damn awesome. Alrighty. The Scream movie, which we are doing another Scream movie. It's going to be Scream 6, I think we're up to now. It's going to be bringing back Melissa Barrera, Jasmine Savoy, Mason Gooding, and Jenna Ortega, all from Scream 5. They're all coming back for Scream 6. So you can kind of see this is your new crew, and we're transitioning, you know, instead of kind of every movie kind of being its own little reboot and just bringing back, you know, Sydney, we're bringing back people from the other movie, which is pretty damn cool here. And then big breaking news earlier today is that Hayden Panettiere is also joining this movie. She was in Scream 4 and a fan favorite. People were always wanting her to return. She's officially going to come back for Scream 6. No word yet on Courtney Cox. Actually, I think we might have heard that Courtney Cox would return, but no word yet on Sydney herself. So Neve Campbell. So we'll have to see what happens on that. But like I said, you can kind of tell they're transitioning to this younger kind of crew here. But this is exciting, man. I really liked the last Scream movie. If you haven't seen it yet, like I said, you can watch it on Paramount Plus. But happy to see all of these stars coming back. They were all really good in the last movie, so I'm glad to see them all returning. Okay, moving along. Four Nights of the Apocalypse anime, an adaptation has been announced. So there you go, if you're familiar with that. A new high-tech thriller starring Anthony Hopkins is coming called Zero Contact, and you can see the first trailer for that. Halle Berry is set to lead a new horror thriller called Motherland from Alexandra Aja, so that should be pretty cool. Westworld Season 4 has added Ariana DeBose for a reoccurring role. She's fantastic, so I'm glad to hear she's coming to Westworld. We have the new trailer for Hustle starring Adam Sandler in Netflix's new basketball drama film. Watch this trailer. Looks really solid. This is not slapstick, silly Adam Sandler. This is drama, serious Adam Sandler. But this movie looks really good. And this is coming to Netflix in June, so check that out. Jason Isaacs and Lior Raz have joined Tom Holland in the Apple TV Plus series The Crowded Room. Gotham Knights, the video game, has been canceled on the PS4 and the Xbox One. This will only be on next-gen systems. John Krasinski's Jack Ryan show that's on Amazon Prime will be ending with the upcoming season 4. So there you go. It will not be back. So season 4 will be the final season for Jack Ryan. We also have a 13-minute Gotham Knights trailer, which unveils Nightwing and Red Hood gameplay. So check that out. The Omen prequel movie is in development. Mortal Kombat sequel says it will learn from the mistakes of the first film. So that's exciting, man. I love whenever somebody can come out and say, hey, we know we fucked up some shit, and we're going to make right by it down the road when we make the sequel. So I like it, and I dig that. Chucky Season 2 adds Devin Sawa again. He was in Season 1, but he's back, and he's going to be playing his third role on the series. Excuse me. His third role on the series. That's crazy. Jennifer Hudson, Mila Jovovich, and Sam Worthington are set to star in a new action thriller called Breathe. Crazy Rich Asians is getting a spinoff film featuring Gemma Chan and Harry Shum Jr. So very cool there. I love me some Gemma Chan. So I know Friggins would be very excited about the Crazy Rich Asians spinoff film. I still need to watch Crazy Rich Asians. I never actually watched that movie yet. And I want to. I just never get around to it. But I will one of these days. Will Smith's new movie Emancipation, the release date has been pushed back to 2023 by Apple TV Plus. So there you go. They're giving themselves a little breathing room. History of the World sequel series has been casting some people lately, and they got Steve Martin, Natasha Lyonne, and they're continuing to beef up that portfolio. So there you go there. We got an article up with Elizabeth Olsen talking about Wanda's MCU future, her fame, what she learned from her twin sisters, and a whole bunch more. So pretty cool article up there. Law and Order revival has been renewed over on NBC. Law and Order Organized Crime has also been renewed for Season 3 over on NBC. BMF Monique has officially joined the Starz crime drama for Season 2. The Descendants franchise expands with Disney Plus movie The Pocket Watch, which will be about Cinderella and the Queen of Hearts' teen daughters. So there you go. Some more in the world of The Descendants. The Sci-Fi Channel has uncancelled Surreal Estate and also plans a premiere, October premiere for a scary Bring It On movie. So there you go. I love to hear when a show is uncancelled. That means that the fans spoke up and got their way, and I always love that. Dollface is not returning for Season 3 over on Hulu, so I know a lot of people disappointed with that. Bunked season 6 is coming to the Disney Channel, so get ready for that. Shining Veil with Courtney Cox has been renewed for a season 2 over on Stars. I want to watch this show. It's on my queue. Just haven't got around to it yet, but glad to hear it's been renewed for season 2. The teaser for Avatar The Way of Water finished its first 24 hours online with 148.6 million views. That beats all recent Star Wars films and puts it second overall for the most views within the first day of launch. So congratulations there, man. People checking out some Avatar. Hilary Duff talks about why Disney Plus scrapped the Lizzie McGuire reboot. She says they got spooked because she wanted to do a more grown-up version and they just weren't having it. Hamish Linklater and Lily Taylor are set to play Abraham and Mary Lincoln for an upcoming Apple TV Plus show. Maisie Williams has boarded a new Apple fashion drama called The New Look. Lionsgate and Paramount Plus have inked a deal for the comedy series Ghost. That's right, Ghost is a funny-ass show. I love this show and it currently airs on CBS. But season 2, when it comes back, is going to be moved to Paramount Plus. It is such a highly watched, highly rated show that you can see what they're doing. They're like, let's put it on the streaming service so people have to pay for it to watch it. This doesn't bother me because I have Paramount Plus and I actually always watched Ghost on Paramount Plus anyway because Paramount Plus streams all the CBS shows. So I always watched it there, so it's really no change for me. But for the people that did watch it on CBS, yes, you're going to have Paramount Plus to watch season 2. So big deal there for that show. Alrighty. South Park, we have their next TV movie, The Streaming Wars, which I love it. I love that they're so cool. They did the whole pandemic. Now we're doing the Streaming Wars. So South Park The Streaming Wars is the latest Paramount Plus special, and it's set to be released on June 1st. Sign me up. I'm ready to go. I love it. See, another Paramount Plus exclusive. Paramount Plus really shaping their game, baby. Miss Marvel co-creator talks about adapting Kamala Khan to TV, so check out that. We have the trailer for Dula, Chris Pine's new comedy, so check that out. Rosamund Pike is set to lead Emerald Fennell's next directorial feature. Love Rosamund Pike. Emerald Fennell is a great director. She did Promising Young Woman, which was one of my favorite movies of the year. So sounds like a great team up here. Some interesting news, found out that Benedict Cumberbatch almost played Malekith, the evil elf that was in Thor the Dark World. They actually asked him first to play that role, and he actually said no thanks and turned it down because he had just played a villain role in Star Trek Into Darkness. And look how that played out, because they went back to him and now he's Doctor Strange. So that worked out really, really well for Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, I'm so excited about this news. There was a little movie that came out a couple years ago called A Simple Favor, and I loved it. Anna Kendrick, Blake Lively, really good movie directed by Paul Feig that was just kept you on your feet. Twists and turns, never saw things coming. Never in a million years did I think they'd make a sequel, but the news dropped that, yes, a sequel is in the works to A Simple Favor, with Blake Lively, Anna Kendrick returning, Paul Feig back to direct. This might get a theatrical release. This is in partnership with Amazon, so you know it's going to be on Prime Video as well, too. I love this news. Great movie. If you haven't seen A Simple Favor, check it out. It's so, so good. The Crow reboot starring Bill Skarsgård is on schedule. That's right. So we might actually start seeing this movie film after 500 other failed attempts. Physical, we got the season 2 trailer with Rose Byrne. I like this show. It's on Apple TV Plus. See, I'm getting all my all the streamers mixed up in my mind. Apple TV Plus. Rose Byrne is so good in this show. And yes, we have the season 2 trailer that just dropped for that. American-born Chinese, Stephanie Hsu, who we talked about earlier for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. She is reuniting again with Michelle Yeoh in this upcoming Disney Plus series, once again called American-born Chinese, which is going to be awesome. David Duchovny is set to write, direct, and star in an adaptation of his own novel, Bucky Fucking Dent. So there you go there. The Toxic Avenger remake has been rated R for strong violence and gore, plus language and nudity. Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain are going to star in a remake of the Belgian psychological thriller Mother's Instinct. So love that. Love these two. This is going to be good. MTV Movie Award nominations have been revealed, so check that out. United States of Al has been canceled at CBS after 2 seasons. I watch this show. I like this show. I don't love this show. So this news doesn't bother me too much. It's kind of like, okay. You know, it was what it was. So, canceled after 2 seasons. George Lopez has a new sitcom coming, though. Lopez versus Lopez. It's landed a series order over on NBC. Virgin River Season 4 is coming this summer on Netflix. Upload has been renewed for Season 3. Woo! I love me some Upload. So glad it's coming back for Season 3 over on Amazon. Emily Blunt is set to star in David Yates' criminal conspiracy picture, Pain Hustlers. Love me some Emily Blunt as well, so that's going to be pretty cool there. Production starts in August. Jennifer Lopez set to produce a Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella limited series with Skydance TV. Very interesting there. And that's it. That's what I got. That's what I got, guys. That is our show. So I know we're hitting right above the hour mark, but we did have a couple extra days of news to get through and a lot of reviews. So again, make sure you check out the Am I Still in the Air Doctor Strange spoiler review. It's right here in our podcast feed. It's on the YouTube page. It's awesome, and you need to check it out. Make sure you subscribe to our Quick Bites podcast feed, our spinoff show, and check out that Justin Lin and Vin Diesel Fast and Furious episode, really breaking that down. And of course, our website is amiontheair.com, all one word. You can get links to everything right there. Listen to the shows. Go to amiontheair.com. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcast. If Apple Podcast ain't your thing, get us on Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podchaser, Amazon Music, Pandora. You know, we're everywhere. Google Podcast, just whatever system you use, type in Am I on the Air, and I'm sure you'll find us and listen to us. I don't care where you do it. Just do it. make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page, our Instagram, our TikTok. We got videos everywhere. Make sure you follow along the ride. Just search Am I on the Air. Very easy. And then hit that subscribe button. And a shout out to Pop Culture Pros. Always streaming our shows on demand. And we appreciate you. Along with RedDragonsRadio.com. Always on demand there as well. Red Dragons Radio has everything. It has the spoiler reviews. It has the quick bites. It has the regular show. So just go there to RedDragonsRadio.com. And most of it can be found on the Pop Culture Pros website now as well too. So very happy to be a part of these great podcast networks. That'll do it for me on this Wednesday, May 11th. We'll be back hopefully on our normal time this upcoming Monday to get back on our normal schedule. So have a great rest of the week. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace. Red Dragons!